It took just over an hour Thursday morning for both sides to make opening statements. The lead prosecutor, Christopher Belling, said Sager's life changed in less than a second.
He was, there is no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen, based upon the medical proof you will hear, dead upon impact. The degree of force, as I've told you, he came off that landing at 9 miles an hour. What launched him was a two-handed shove from this defendant.
And Belling says a lot of what happened is on video, including Basil entering a room where the video recorder was removed from. Defense attorney Joel Daniels told the jury everyone in Molly's that night was drunk, including the 28-year-old Sager and 36-year-old Basil.
No one intended, I repeat, intended to kill anyone, and no one intended to seriously injure anyone.
Basil's charge was second-degree murder, manslaughter, and tampering with evidence. If convicted, he faces a maximum life in prison. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.